This is Monterey Bay Today from KAZU News.
With KAZU News, I'm Amy Mayer. More than 14,000 people on the Central Coast face contaminated drinking water. In the final installment of a three-part series about fertilizer and water, KAZU's Aaron Malsbury reports what is and isn't being done about it.
Crop fields surround San Gerardo Farmworker Cooperative. A few trees provide a small wind buffer for a community hall, a preschool, and 64 houses. Some of the 250-odd residents have been here for almost 50 years. For most of that time, safe water has been a concern. Co-op manager Rosa Carrillo says after three consecutive well closures, no one trusts the fourth. Its nitrate levels have been steadily rising and are approaching the EPA limit.
Now what? So we have to pay more? Or we have to dig another well? Where?
Many of the residents want limits on the nitrogen fertilizer applied to the Salinas Valley fields. Regulation, they say, is the only way the groundwater contamination will stop. The Central Coast Water Quality Control Board tried to set nitrate limits a few years ago, but the State Water Board struck down the regulation. It argued that more information was needed and convened an expert panel to look into the data. San Gerardo and environmental and fishing groups are suing the Central Coast and State Water Boards. They say there's plenty of data, and that delaying regulation is poisoning people and ecosystems. Carrillo says the board is trying to protect agriculture, but water is a human right.
Money, you can replace it. Financially, you can recover. But how can you recover of losing your mom, your dad, your families?
California Rural Legal Assistance Attorney Elias Rodriguez is representing the petitioners. He says even if limits are set and growers comply right away, it won't be a quick fix.
So any nitrate in fertilizers that's being applied right now, well, we're not going to see until a decade or two.
That's because it can take years for nitrates to sink into aquifers. But thousands of people affected by the contamination need clean water now. The State Water Board ordered the regional board to create a program for supplying alternative water beyond bottled water it's already providing in some areas. At the first workshop in August, engineering geologist James Bishop presented options.
So for this assessment, we identified three possible interim solutions.
They are point of use and point of entry treatments, which use specialized filters, and bottled water, which would be used when contaminant levels are too high for filters. These solutions could cost $6 to $7 million a year over 10 years and will be at least partially funded by growers who are contributing to the problem. Some growers already provide alternative water, but they say stopping the nitrate pollution at the source will be difficult. In the middle of a Huntington Farms lettuce field, pest control and crop advisor Mark Mason says many growers are hesitant to apply less nitrogen fertilizer.
You know, everybody wants to have a little bit of insurance. You know, nitrogen is cheap.
A bad crop is not. But he thinks education and new technology can change things. Tools like CropManage calculate exactly how much fertilizer to apply.
If CropManage says, you know, whatever, 10 gallons of something, we still put a little bit of insurance on that. You know, we might go 12 or 15, but in the past, we might have gone 30.
Planting cover crops like grasses in the off-season can help take up excess nitrates from the soil. But Huntington Farms only cover crops about 5% of its fields. That's average for the region. Mason says the cover crops prevent a field from being immediately ready for the next cash crop.
You know, we want to be able to plant at almost any time.
Irrigation management can also help. For example, some of the already contaminated water could replace fertilizer. Mason is working with scientists on that. Still, he says reaching the nitrate limits previously set by the local water board would be difficult. Back at San Gerardo, Rosa Carrillo says she'll keep demanding change for residents.
We are not going to be quiet anymore because they deserve to have justice.
During the August workshop, Regional Water Board Manager Mary Hamilton acknowledged residents' frustration, but she said rolling out a clean water solution will take time.
We recognize the need for this program is significant, urgent, and we want to move quickly. And at the same time, we're committed to this transparent public process.
The first public comment period about the water supply program is open until September 9th. In the Salinas Valley, Aaron Malsbury, KAZU News.
This series is supported by the USC Annenberg Center for Health Journalism's 2025 California Health Equity Fellowship. Find the series along with photos on KAZU.org.